It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome to Alaska Realty Today. I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And today we have a special guest joining us again. She came back to be tortured a little bit more. Jamie is joining us today in the studio, and we're going to continue our discussion about pets and how they're affecting the real estate market.
Thanks, Jamie, for coming back. I think we're going to see you for a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to see how many times I can come in.
I think we're talking like 6 weeks in a row. You know, we super appreciate you.
Yeah.
Last we talked, we were talking about pets. So pets everywhere. We've talked about cat condos. We've talked about, I think we left off last. Cat condos?
Yeah. Probably those two.
We talked about renters, and we're seeing a big increase in renters wanting pets, and that's, of course, magnified up here in Alaska. In fact, I had somebody who was looking at buying a house over the weekend, but they decided to rent, and she noticed that I sent her all of our listings for rentals, which isn't that many, because the market's tight there, too, and she noticed that nobody really wants pets, and so she's asking if there's an extra pet deposit or an increased deposit or if there's anything she can do. So I know we've gone through that down that road with our property managers and pet difference between pet fees, and but it's becoming a thing, and there's more and more people with pets and less with children. And so I don't know if we're going to see people adjusting across the country or here in Fairbanks and North Pole, but I think it's got to happen. So I know we've already done some legislation to change the pet fee versus pet deposit. We've increased that number. That was, I don't know, five, six, seven years ago. But yeah, so we're, as long as you're going to see more applicants with pets than they do with children.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. So
yeah.
And I was reading one article where what some landlords or property owners are doing is they're across the board just raising the rent and saying they'll take pets. And they know that they can charge a higher amount, and they will most likely garner that higher amount than someone that does not have pets in that same market. So you are seeing that actually increase rent as a whole for an entire market, because rent landlords have their position where they can say it's not a fee. They just say they're charging more per month, and it's not because pet or no pet. They know they can find someone that will take that amount of money and pay for it because they can bring their pet.
It's just a fact of life that pets do damage, and we're all pet owners in here. We all have dogs. We have cats. I don't know if you have cats, Jamie, but we have cats. But they all do damage. It's just a fact of life. And they're hard on houses. So if you want a pet and you got to help pay the price, we pay the price at our house. We've got extra work to do at our house because of pets. So it's a thing.
Yeah. Well, and I think you have to be really prepared for that as well. And I think, I mean, I specifically had buyers fly up here, and we had to find them a temporary rental that would accommodate a dog. And then, you know, specifically we were looking for, and one thing I tell sellers is a fenced in yard is not just for kids anymore.
No.
It's a really big sell for people that already have animals. So it's something we specifically look at. As realtors, I'm really trying to look at if they have a small animal, is the fencing going to be appropriate for that? I have big dogs, so, you know, having a fenced in area that
a dog run.
Yeah, but it's, you know, that's not going to affect. But like if you have a little dog and the fencing is pretty spaced out, that's not a really great area for them. So that's something that I'm definitely looking at. But it's also something you really want to be aware of that, you know, as a renter, if that's not going to work for you, then you need to be prepared for either options or maybe even be thinking about buying. You know, or be prepared to pay more rent and accommodates
the animals.
Yep.
And just watch Judge Judy, because if you have a fence that keeps your dog from going over or through, then it's on you. It's not a fence. They're not. Yeah.
Right.
And then a quick note on dog runs. It's something that I've seen change. Probably 10, 15 years ago, when we'd go through a pre-listing appointment, we'd go back and forth on whether or not to leave the dog run up, because it wasn't that big of a seller back in, and it sort of could be torn up now. Now 100% leave the dog run up and actually freshen it up, you know, make sure that it's cleaned up, put wood chips down or something proper.
Yeah, don't make it the most neglected area of your outdoor
space. But we used to tell people to take them out, and now it's fix them up, because there's a number of people that will really appreciate a nice, secure dog run that's clean, has proper like mulch or something down for the pups.
So according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the number of households with pets is almost double the number of households with children. That's a, to me, that's a crazy number. So, but that's going to affect the home buying market too. So pet owners are going to be looking for neighborhoods that are going to have, you know, accommodate the needs for their children, but
also
maybe
their pets.
Also their pets. So.
And also, when you see pets in the double, you also have to remember some people, and I know they're not technically pets, but is the increase in chicken coops and those kind of things, because you're seeing a lot of people go back to that. It's still carrying through since the COVID, that there's a menagerie of animals that need to be housed now, it seems like, and it's just increasing.
Right. And like you were saying, I tell sellers, fix up those chicken coops. Fix up those, you know, those things that might, even if it's pens or things like that, that can be a really big seller, because families that maybe weren't considering it, like we're not considering chickens or weren't considering those things, decide, oh my gosh, this is something that we can do. This is something that we have the availability to do or the option to do. And it's very exciting, especially with the just the market being the way it is, with things being as expensive as they are. You have people that are thinking about either selling those kinds of things.
Or just let them sit there and rot. And
yeah, but I mean, when you think about those things, like I had somebody that actually had hives that said, should I leave the hives? And I said, if you want to sell them with the house, that's just an additional bonus for somebody that might consider, you know, wanting to raise bees. I have that dry cabin coming up that I was telling you about. We left the outhouse, the additional outhouse, all cleaned up, absolutely beautiful, but as a storage, just additional storage. It's just thinking about things that you
how
can
to
use. Yeah, and he had a pen in the back as well for like a dog run. Same thing, cleaned all that up. Just thinking about those things that can be used for pets or just anything, but making it look nice, not leaving it where things are collapsed or things don't look nice.
And that's really important to remember is look at it with a stern eye and make sure that it shows the best, because you don't want it being something that people are like, oh, that's something I'm going to have to haul away. You want to make it look like something that they're going to use.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point.
Or do something with.
So glad you brought that up, because we see so many chicken coops out there. They're just left like the chickens died 2 days ago. And totally clean that up.
Yep.
And you'd be surprised how many people actually might use that for something for pets or for something else.
Yeah.
But the point here is in the last 20 years, the number of kids in a home, you know, 18 or younger, has been on the decline. So last year, only 40% of households had kids, children. That's down from 48% from 2002. So it's on the decline.
That's going to continue to shift, because our birth rate nationally has declined substantially post-COVID. And maybe it will change, but this is a track that everyone is going to be fairly consistent for a number of years now.
It's so true. No, I was just going to say that, Lisa. The last couple decades, it's been on the birth rate's been on the decline. And baby boomers still compromise a large share of the U.S. households, but at this point, no kids. So there you go. So pet households on the rise, kid households on the decline. households with children have dwindled. Pets have been on the rise. So back in like 88, 56% of households had a pet, which was most likely a dog or cat, but now it's 70% of households have pets.
And it can be any kind of pet now. We have many pet options, it seems. It just gets... We've shown a house with a big old iguana just walking his way around the house. Like, it was nobody's... Yeah. You know, not even a heads up. There's a big lizard.
So a lot of people got them during the pandemic. And now they have time on their hands and money on their hands, because everybody was saving up during COVID to have pets. So it's cool. Everybody out there, pay attention. If you are thinking about renting your house out, maybe get a hold of one of us. We can advise you on what might be an appropriate way to handle pets, how to screen. You know, we screen the pets. I know Tony in our office is big on meeting the pet.
Yep. Tony meets her pets.
And yeah, I mean, she meets lizards. She meets. She does. Absolutely. She meets them all, and gets to know them and feels them out and screens them. So I don't know. It sounds really weird, but.
They're part of the tenancy. I mean, they're going to be there.
Yeah, and they're like family members. So she'll screen them, and she's been advising her owners on what to do, how to do it. Are we going to do it? And she's been doing it for 15 years. And just, you know, what the possibilities are.
Oh, and also, if the property is a good fit for having pets, because not necessarily every property we manage is a good fit for a pet
right.
family. But if, and she sort of decides if that property is it would be a proper fit for an animal, and that is part of it. And another part is to remember, even if you're landlording yourself or you have property management company with us, they check the property 4 times a year, and one of the things is, if they have pets, just making sure, you know, everything's taken care of, they're cleaning up after the pet properly outside, you know, it's not digging holes everywhere. But that's part of oversee. If you're going to bring pets and you don't want a free-for-all, you want to check on your property, make sure the same number of pets are there that you said were going to be there, and those kind of things to make sure it's not being aggressively used and worn down due to the pets.
And according to the National Association of Realtors, almost 1/3 of unmarried homebuyers will consider a pet when they decide on a neighborhood. That's kind of not alarming, but that's a
30%.
That's a big number.
33%.
So again, that just reemphasizes the fact that y'all, when you're going to be listing your houses, consider it being a pet friendly house. And
yep.
Again, it gets magnified when we're up here in Alaska. Lisa, can we plug our Luke Day since before we finish up on pets real quick? Yeah.
Coming up June, the weekend of Father's Day weekend on Saturday, we're going to have Luke Day. That is our national brokerage's celebration of Luke, who's our mascot. He's a French bulldog, and it's his birthday. And we do a fundraiser for Companions Inc., which help people in our community get service animals. So we'll be at Cold Spot from 12 to 4 the weekend of Father's Day on Saturday, and we will be doing hamburgers and hot dogs, and we'll have some raffle items, and we will have some treats for dogs and cats, free for everyone to come enjoy. And it's just a good time, and it's for a very, very good cause to help get more support animals in people's hands and properly trained for people in our community that need that resource. And we welcome everyone to come and join us down at by Cold Spot parking lot at the end.
Yep, and we'll see if Companions Inc. might be joining us too. Last time they did a quilt raffle. Yeah, we're going to be raising money for a good cause. So, and other news and notes, we're going to want to talk about the interest rates. So interest rates have kind of been lulling around the 6%-ish range, 6.5%. Have you guys had any buyers jumping in, jumping out because of where interest rates are at right now?
For us personally, I would say we had some hesitancy at the first quarter. It was everyone was sort of waiting and seeing, and now I feel with our buyers, it's just the reality of life, and you need somewhere to live, and it is what it is for the interest rates. And now people are more thinking it's always possible to refinance down the road, but it's really not showing that there's going to be some dramatic drop in the interest rate coming anytime soon. So
no, it's a 10th interest rate hike in a row, so it's just been
So it's for us, we're just seeing people accept this is the new reality of real estate and are getting a little more used to the number and not they were hesitant in the first quarter, but now they're back in the buyer's pool.
Yeah.
Is that what you're experiencing too?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the hardest part right now in this market is just you're trying to find the right house, the right spot. And so I think, and then it's pulling the trigger as fast as possible. And it's kind of like, I think sometimes if you've never purchased a house before, I think you don't realize how quickly it can go. And so you think you have enough time, or like you can dwell on it for a while, and then it's like, oh, let me think about it. And I'm like, okay.
Or trying to get a deal or.
Yeah. Yes. And it's gone before you even have time to really blink. And so there, then you hesitate, like, oh, you start thinking about everything. And then I feel like then my buyers are like, I should have just bought this house. And so then I feel like we kind of buy on the next one. I think my best advice to buyers is do not look. After you purchase your house, do not get back on realtor.com and keep looking.
Yeah, and if your realtor is still sending you stuff from the MLS, ask them to shut that off, because
yes.
People forget to do that. And then I do get people that get buyer's remorse if they do end up getting those. So it's
And also, I think it's really an interesting time in the market nationwide, not just us here, mm-hmm. is we're having an increase in interest rates, but our inventory is still very tight, especially
yes.
in specific price ranges. So it's just, I think it's that adds to the reality of it is what it is. And if you need to buy a house and you want to move out of renting, this is just going to be how you're entering the market. But our first house, we entered the market at, I think, 9.8%. It was
yeah.
our first mortgage that we had. And so, I mean, it just, it comes and goes. And it's just a fact.
My thoughts are, we've been doing this 20 years, and every time I look at the stats, it's always right around 97% list price to sales price. So if you're thinking of getting a deal, that's you need to start looking at foreclosures or something else. So throw that out of your brain. You're probably not going to get a deal. You might find a motivated seller here and there. You might get in foreclosure here and there, but get that out of your brain that you're going to, quote unquote, get a deal. Secondly, like you said, yeah, you need to get on top of it. We've said on the show, I think the last month, one out of three are competing, and one out of three are going over list price. So it's still, at least I think it's 1.8 buyers for every listing is still out there. And it's,
I think the last quote I saw was 2.4.
We've been doing days on market. We are all the way up from, we went from 3 days up to 65 days. I'm going to pull it for next week, I think.
And check it out.
Have that number. I bet you it's gone back down. So I know we got a break coming up.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time with the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer. There's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. A look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. The Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. to kick off our Saturday night food programming. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back, and we're going to continue our discussion about real estate news and notes right now.
Yeah, we left off on interest rates, and we're talking about if the buyers are sitting on the sidelines or jumping back in the game. I've just seen buyers jump back in the game. They've got they've warmed up to, 6.5%, and that's the new norm. So I think that finally people are getting the old 2-4% out of their brain. And even though there are some assumable loans, so don't forget about those. So if you are putting an offer.
Just do your homework on assumable loans, because there is some hoops to jump through. It's not an impossible, but it's not as easy as, I'm just going to buy this house and they'll give me that interest rate. So definitely talk to your real estate professional about the steps you can do for assumable mortgages.
Yeah,
But the Fed's hell-bent on getting inflation down to 2%, so I think you're going to continue to see some interest rate hikes. I think we're going to also see it. I think it's going to go up, go down. It's going to hover back and forth. So it could fall below 6% next year. I don't think it's significant enough where I would stop and make any buying decisions or non-buying decisions based on that. So I would just move forward as this is the new norm. Agreed?
Yeah.
Agreed.
And I think a lot of it is that people are taking a look at, do I really still want to be in a rental situation? If I have the ability to own something, invest in myself. There's even people that are in, living in a place 1, 2, 3 years and then selling and, putting some, maybe updating bathrooms, updating a kitchen, doing the renovations that they can, and then taking the equity in that house and then purchasing maybe a house that they can now afford with kind of putting away for those couple of years.
Oh, and I totally agree with that, because we are seeing a number of homes that have transacted within the 1.5 to 2 years on the market right now. And I think a lot of people are doing that, is they're building equity in that property, and they know that they're going to use that equity to offset the cost of moving into a larger home. Because it was uncommon to see houses that were hold unless some circumstances changed less than 2 years. But we've seen a number of sellers that are doing exactly what you're talking about.
And if you guys are coming up here from the lower 48 and hoping to rent, just know that I think the rental market in Fairbanks North Pole as a whole is still tighter than the lower 48 as
Almost
a whole.
Definitely.
And the lower 48 has experienced a lot of new rental housings, multiplexes, just more options, and it's mellowed out and even driven rents down. That's not true up here. So if you're listening to the show first time up here, it's different up here.
It's a different market, and that's another thing to note is when you are renting, your landlord is in control of increase in rent, and we've seen rents steadily increase. So it's not going to get cheaper to rent, and so you just have to balance it out, whether to step into the buying market, because you're going to continually to see your housing costs increase if you're renting.
Yeah, and I think as far as, and I mean, of course, Tony and Caitlin could speak to this better than I could, but I know for the couple of renters that I've worked with, just trying to help them find a rental, if especially in at Next Home, we've not had any. At one point, we had nothing listed because everything had rented out. Having backup options, because I think people think, oh, I'll just call because I saw this on Facebook, and you know, we're calling. They have 40 applicants already on that one place. And I remember some of my friends that were renting were shocked. They were like, how are there so many people calling on these places? And I'm like, because you're looking for something specific. You're looking for an in-town, or you're looking for, you know, some of these renters are offering heat and electric and this and this, and they're offering some great amenities. There's, of course, people are going for that, or, you know, they're offering a new whatever. They're offering pets. And I'm like,
but there's an increased cost that's folded into that
yes.
people have to take into account, because I have seen some of those advertisements about everything included, but you then have to look at the price you're paying for
yes.
everything to be included.
Yep.
Yeah. And as you're going through, and we're talking about people in Lower 48 versus Alaska, you're deciding to buy or to rent, there's a lot of those questions going on. You know, the average monthly mortgage payment's right around $2,300 nationwide. I think that's probably true up here. We're not too far off from that. And I think the average rent up here, I'm going to take a stab at this. It's been a little while since I've looked at it, but I'm guessing it's going to be around that. It's going to be $2,000 to $2,500.
Yeah. I think the last time I looked, it was hovering right below $2,000.
But
that's a lot of mix. You got to remember we have a number of cabins and everything that
And I think it's now
a little bit
higher. I'm going to guess it's around $2,000, $2,100. There comes I call it a saturation point, where buyers are just going to stop paying rent and we'll say I'm gonna go buy. And it used to be right around 2,500 is where we'd have a lot of buyers, our tenants drop off and just say, you know what, I'm just gonna go buy.
Yeah.
Again, we've talked about doing the rent versus buy program on the show. I can't remember if we've done it, but come see us or go see your professional and do a rent versus buy. It's all the numbers, so please plug and chug those numbers. But I was gonna say, if you're coming from the lower 48, just remember it's all driven from where you come from. So people from northern states are probably used to these prices.
Yes.
If you're coming from you know, West Virginia, Kentucky, or I don't know, places in
Texas.
We get a lot of we have people PCSing from Texas.
Rental market is a shell shock for people coming from Texas.
Everything in general is cheaper in the south than it is the north, especially in Alaska. So I know there's you get your help me out with allowance. I'm spacing it right now.
Your
cost of living allowance, your COLA, but still, you know, or your overseas. I think maybe they did away with the overseas COLA. I can't remember. But anyway, it's going to be a little bit of a shell shock. So just keep that in mind. Stuff in the north is more expensive than stuff in the south.
Yeah. But I think I would also mention that there's different options here. You know, sometimes I think people think I should get a 4-bedroom house, or I need a 6-bedroom house, or I need this. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, well, let's look at maybe not that if you have 4 or 5 kids, yes, you need the space. I cannot even imagine. Sometimes, you know, I'm thinking, let's start with maybe a townhouse. There's some really great condos here. Or let's start off with maybe a smaller house. And then you can, or even there's some great houses in North Pole. You get a lot of bang for your buck out there. And
that's
sometimes,
true.
You know, and then when you're ready to move, you know, out in different locations, checking those out, And being able to look at the versatility of where you want to go. I think sometimes when I have clients, I feel like they've picked their dream house, and I'm like, I think we have to realistically look at what our budget can get us, and then we can put some equity into what we have and then kind of be able to sell and trade up, because there is also, I have a lot of clients that don't even understand that we can make an offer on another house and sell at the same time. You can do that. Yeah.
We're about to do it with our clients. Yeah. We put an offer on a house, and then I got their house or their condo. I think they were using to pull money out of their condo for their son. But that's great. But yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can sell. That's so common. I know if you bought 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, you might have a 3% interest rate that you're going to lose out on. Some people just need to downsize, and it's, you know, having a 5,000 square foot house, you just might need to downsize right. And get it done. So, yeah, exactly what our buyers are going to do. But if they're going to put the offer in, and then we're going to list the condo, which I know it's going to sell in a day, and we'll have it closed out. We'll try to do a simultaneous closing, by the way. So we try to do that where it's houses, it may be contingent on you successfully closing your other house. They could go either way, where they could not have the $300,000 or $400,000 they're going to put down from the condo and other stuff, but it's possible to do that. So that can be complicated. So make sure you're getting with a real estate professional if you want to do a simultaneous closing where you want to sell a house and buy a house at the same time. It's just got to be timed out appropriately. So, but we can certainly help you out with that. And you're talking about North Pole and options out there. So I haven't seen a ton of new construction in Fairbanks, but I know there's new construction. I know builders out in North Pole. Yeah. So I think that's where, not surprisingly, where the new construction has been. So I think it's put a little less pressure because of, you know, the Isles and Bedtown that had happened. But I think there is, there might be more options out there too. And you were alluding to, I think you might've been alluding to houses that people can get into, put some sweat equity into, live for a couple years. And maybe they get to know, especially if you're from out of state, you learn the lay of the land. And then I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know where market's going to be in 2 years. Sure. So let's say it's been the same as it's been for the last 2, 3, 4 years. Then you can sell that house, like you said, have some equity and go find your quote unquote dream home. So I think it's a really good idea. Have you guys seen much activity on the market in the hot sheets or regarding new construction?
There's been a couple, but not too much. I've seen a couple houses pop up in North Pole.
Yeah. I've seen a number of first one-time owner houses, because that's built in the last 3 to 4 years. I've seen a number of those hit the hot sheets. I haven't seen a real traditional other, not many of built brand new ground up new homes. There is the one development we all know that's going on out there, but those are moving fairly quickly. But I am seeing a lot of less than 3-year-old homes in North Pole hitting the market, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Jamie, thank you again. I'm sorry we got to wrap it up. We ran out of time, but how do people get a hold of you if they want to hire you?
And they can reach me at Next Home, of course, or they can call me at 907-378-2400.
Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next week.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Go enjoy your Saturday and stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, the Last Frontier Media Active Production.